I am a creator of miracles. By moment, choice by choice, a creator of miracles. How can we create miracles in this new year, different than last year? And why is the new year such an auspicious occasion to make changes in our lives? If every day is a new beginning, why is a new year so symbolic? What if, instead of waiting for a new year, we have that awakening every single moment, every morning when we wake up? And what if we get to push that reset button anytime we feel less than whole, healthy, loved, and perfect? And what does that mean to create miracles in my life, moment by moment, choice by choice? If what we say in unity has any weight at all, that we do indeed create our own existence, how is it possible then to encounter unhappiness or illness or judgment or a negative relationship? Unity does not mean that my spiritualization will fix everything. However, it gives me tools to heal my mind, to help my body be in alignment with my desires, and to heal a broken heart. And it's from that wholeness that I, as a human, can step into my divinity more and more. And what does that divinity mean? What does creating miracles truly mean? For me personally, and I know for a lot of us in unity, it's simply asking, how best can I serve? How can I show up today and be love? And perhaps in a not so positive situation, how can I be peace in this moment? Unity teaches us to breathe in that inner Christ Spirit, knowing its indwelling always in our being. And then as we speak or act or move, we move from that center, from that alignment. Now, a lot of that is just a bunch of words. I have no clue what that means in my head. Sometimes even my heart doesn't get it. That's when I ask for guidance. Sweet Spirit, show me. Show me what it means to live this new year, newly formed and newly aligned and newly balanced. Show me what's mine to do with what I see in the world. And sometimes, even more importantly, show me what's not mine to do. And when I ask that question, I often get, you are not to fret. You are not to worry. You are not to be concerned, especially about what's on the news. Notice how what we see affects us physically, chemically. Our mind and our hearts wrap around trauma and tragedy that we see on the news. What if instead we become the beacon of light and hope for everybody else just by being the love and peace we want to see in the world? And what if that only helps us? We are all one. As I align myself to feel better, to feel gentler, to be in more love, I bring others with me. The Course in Miracles talks about the holy instant. It's something I'm just starting to play with, and I love it because it talks about rising above and seeing a bigger picture and taking yourself out of the trouble and the trauma and going beyond. But there's a different piece there that I had missed before. I was so ready to go beyond my troubles, leave the cancer and everything else behind me, and move on. But guess what? If we take that with us to the light, we help that transform too. So I no longer leave my enemies on that desert island all by themselves. I bring them with me. And if I'm awake at 3 and 4 in the morning, which how many of us are these days, I believe that's the time of our night when the veil is thinner, when it's lifted. That's when my higher power can talk to their higher power, whoever they are. And if the only way I can make peace with someone in my outer world who is not peaceful, I can see them as a child in the sandbox. And I can go over to them in my human self, in my mind's eye, in those wee waking hours, wrap my arms around that little baby, I call him Donnie, and reparent him, them. Give them the love that they probably did not have, or they would not be walking wounded now. Think about anyone who is acting out in our world is only crying for love. And how better can we help our country, ourselves, heal, but by loving. And if I can't outwardly love what I can see that infant. I can see that innocence. And I can see them playing in the sandbox with children of diversity and being loved and cradled the way we all deserve to be. And if nothing else, that makes me more peaceful. I can fall back to sleep. But what if so many of us are doing this at 3 and 4 in the morning that it actually makes an effect? Talk about creating miracles. At the very least, it makes me feel a little bit empowered so I'm not one of the walking wounded. And it is up to all of us to commit to our peaceful presence, to bring that into the world as an example and bring everything else up with us. In your packets, you have a small sheet of paper. What I'm going to ask you to do during the meditation time is write down briefly what you are willing and ready now to release. We did this last week in Bloomington, and I found myself getting very general. I am ready to release all illness, all fear, anger. It wasn't even particular anymore. And it was so interesting being that general. I just felt things washing away. So as you're listening to the meditation, think about not only what you're ready to release, but what you are willing to release and what it will look like burned up in a fire and what your life will be like without those things that you are now ready to release. CD, please, Kenny. When I practice meditation, finding deeper relaxation, when I find my self-attention, I am still in such pure appreciation, There's a certain satisfaction. Here I find my inspiration. I am still. As you're finishing up writing down your releases, if you remember to crumple that paper, give it some love. It burns a whole lot easier, and it just adds a little bit of the that we're ready to release. As we're actually burning the paper, we've got more singing to do, more songs, very meditative. Sing if you feel like it. Relax if you want to. Let this be your time. Clarissa, would you mind starting? I see you as my friend. I remember you're a part of me. I come to know myself. I see you as my friend. I remember you're a part of me. I come.
Sun caress your face.
my slate is wiped clean. All of my story is released. That feels so good to sing, even if you hit a wrong note. Please sing it with me. All is forgiven. All is forgiven. My slate is wiped clean. All of my story is released. All is forgiven. My slate is wiped clean. All of my story is released. All is forgiven. My slate is wiped clean. All of my story is released. One more time. All is forgiven. My slate is wiped clean. All of my story is released. All of my story is released. All of my story, my slate.